Everyone, it's just so wonderful to see so many out tonight. This is very encouraging for the speaker. You're very warmly welcome. For once we've come here for the first time, we give you a warm, warm welcome. And many have been here a few times, so we give you such a warm welcome. Can you turn with me to Matthew 11, please? Matthew 11 and verse 28. As you notice what we've been singing about, I think we can piece it all together now. Matthew 11 and verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This has been on my mind the last 2 weeks. As I've been going through Matthew, I've had to stop here. And I read this almost every day. Just this, this portion of Christ's heart, and how he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Can you turn back to verse 20? We'll read it for the wider context. Verse 20, it says here, then began he to upbraid the cities wherein most of his mighty works were done, because they repented not. Woe unto thee, Chorazin! Woe unto thee, Bethsaida! For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago in sackcloth and ashes. But I say unto you, it shall be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And thou, Capernaum, which art exalted into heaven, shall be brought down to hell. For if the mighty works which have been done in thee had been done in Sodom, it would have remained until this day. But I say unto you that it shall be more tolerable for the land of Sodom in the day of judgment than for thee. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. So here we have what really the Christian message is all about. It's all about Christ. It's all about him and his invitation tonight. I was so encouraged in the prayer meeting tonight when a brother was praying about this verse and how he said, come unto me, he was praying about this, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And this is such a wonderful invitation tonight to all who are weary and heavy laden. The Lord Jesus Christ wants you to rest. He wants you to have rest. And here, if you want to go more into the gospel tonight, this is really a gospel verse. The next verse, I believe, is for Christian service. But this verse, I believe, is very much in relation to the gospel. All ye that labor and are heavy laden. And we think of how this invitation came in the New Testament when Christ came into this scene, into this world. And if we go back to Genesis, it wasn't always like this, although initially when God made Adam and Eve, he made them to have fellowship with them. He walked in the garden in the cool of the day and had fellowship with Adam and Eve. And God is a God of relationship. He loves people. God loves you tonight. He really loves people. And here he made Adam and Eve out of the dust of the ground. He made Adam out of the dust of the ground. He made Eve from his rib. And then what did God do? He gave them a commandment. He let them eat of all the trees in the garden except for the tree in the middle of the garden. And he said to them, if you eat of that tree, you shall surely die. But you know what happened? Adam and Eve ate of that tree. And I think of God, and I was thinking about this at home as I was thinking about this, God walking in the cool of the garden, here they are for the first time hiding themselves from God. the one who they before had a very close relationship with. But all of a sudden, what happened? Why are they all of a sudden hiding from the Lord? And the Lord knew where they were, but they were hiding because they were scared, because they were guilty, because God said to them, "Thou shalt not." And what happened? They did. They did exactly what God told them not to do. And they took of that tree and they ate. And sin came into the world and death came into the world. And at that moment, man started to die physically. But at that moment, man died spiritually, because for the first time, God says to them, "You have to be put out of the garden." And he drove them out, it says. It's quite different than what Jesus says here, "Come unto me." Here it says, God says, he drove them out, even cursed the ground. For Adam's sake, he cursed the ground because he sinned. And Eve, he made her have hard labor of a child because they sinned. And now all of a sudden, life was hard, and they were put forth, driven out of God's presence. Driven out of God's presence. And we read later, we come to Exodus 20, and all of a sudden you read about the children of Israel there at Mount Sinai. And there they are, and they are in fear. Moses went up that mountain, but it was only Moses that was allowed up that mountain, nobody else. So none of us could have ever gone up that Mount Sinai. You know why? Because it was a mountain of the law. God said, God told them to give them 10 commandments, and there was a great earthquakes, and there was a mighty, mighty, mighty thunderings, and the people were so scared. They were so scared of that terrible scene where the holiness of God was seen. And tonight we want to share with you, each one of you tonight who is not saved, that God is a holy God. God is a God who really does hate sin. He hates sin. That's why I put Adam and Eve out of the Garden of Eden. And the Bible talks about that. And it says, by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin. And so death passed upon all men. Why? Because all have sinned. Everybody sins because it's who we are. Because of Adam and Eve, everybody, all their children and their children's children sinned. Write to us tonight here in Winnipeg in 2021. And we are all guilty of sin. So there on Mount Sinai, God gave the law. And he said to them again, "Thou shalt not." And the people of Israel at the time said they will do all that God commands them. Everything. But they did not know that they were incapable of that. That God is holy and we are unholy. We are unrighteous. God is righteous. So that is where they found themselves. They are under that holy mountain of Sinai. And there is where many people in the world are still tonight. I grew up in a place that was at the foot of Mount Sinai, as it were. We were hanging out at Mount Sinai. And there we thought, by our works and by all the things that we could do to please God, and all the baptism or living a certain way, or living in a communal lifestyle, all those things, living separate, isolated from the world, all those things, God is going to smile favorably upon that, and he will let us into heaven because of that. As if God is not a holy God. God is a holy God. And Mount Sinai showed that. And the people were so scared of that. And sure enough, not long after that, many of them had to die because of their sin. Think of the snake, they were bitten by snakes, and how they had to look upon a snake, which is a picture of the Lord Jesus. But many of them died. Many thousands of them died because of sin. And so tonight, we just want to be honest with you and share with you that God hates sin. We sang that song, a sin-hating God. He really does hate sin. But at the same time, he's such a loving God. And tonight, that is so beautiful. We just want each one of you to know that God is such a loving God. Because here we come to Matthew 11. And here we find this tremendous, tremendous invitation come unto me. How can it be a God with the Old Testament? In Genesis 3, he drove them out. He said, you cannot be in my presence anymore. And angels were put there with a flaming sword to guard the way into the garden. They could not be in God's presence anymore. One sin had barred them from God's presence. And how can that be now? Christ says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. And the ones who are labor maybe are the ones who are religious, and they try to work their way to heaven and do charitable deeds, whatever it may be that mankind tries to bribe God with. Whatever it may be that mankind tries to push away their sin and try to bribe God. Whatever it may be, the laboring ones. But it's also the ones who are heavy laden with sin. They feel their sin. I remember watching Pilgrim's Progress or reading the book, and how a Christian, before he was saved, had his mighty burden on his back. He went up this mountain, and it was so, so heavy. And this might be you tonight, heavy laden, heavy laden. And religion doesn't care about that. The people who are the scribes and the Pharisees, they did not care about that. They put heavy burdens upon people, and they themselves would not lift them with their own little fingers. So they did not care for people. But Jesus says here, he says to them, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And how can it be now that God can say, come unto me? What happened? So we have to talk about the cross. And we think of the Lord Jesus Christ. First of all, he was the Son of God. He was God. He is God himself. And he was God from eternity past. He was God when he came into this world. And he never ceased to be God. He is the God of heaven and earth. And he came down. And he came down to be born in a manger. And we think of this. What a mighty stoop. What is man that thou art mindful of him? The psalmist says in Psalm 8, I believe. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars. What is man that thou art mindful of him? Who are we that God, because of our sin, would come down to this scene of sin to redeem mankind? How amazing is that? So Jesus was God, and he is God, and he always will be. And there he was in a manger, and the wise men brought gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And I was thinking about that. What a beautiful summary of his life down here. Gold speaks about his deity, that who he was. He was God. Frankincense speaks of his fragrant life. He lived a perfect life. He was holy, harmless, undefiled, and separate from sinners. He was completely different than anybody else. Frankincense speaks of his fragrant life. But then we think of myrrh. And we're going to get to that, the cross, the bitter sufferings of Christ. And tonight, this is where you can find rest, dear soul, who is oppressed by sin. Whatever you may be tonight, the Lord knows he loves you. And tonight, he wants to save you. And he came to the cross to die. We think of the verse that says, Christ died for our sins, according to the scriptures. And he was buried and rose again the third day, according to the scriptures. And we think of a time when I never knew this growing up. And there Jesus was on the cross. I always just thought of what the terrible things that men did to him. All the heinous acts where they would beat the crown of thorns into his head and blood would be everywhere. They would scourge his back till he didn't look like a human anymore. We think of the Old Testament, it says, his visage is marred more than any man. And we think of this and how he looked probably inhuman. How badly they treated the Lord Jesus. What man did to him. Man truly is evil. Our hearts are evil. Each one of us. Let that sink in tonight. We would have done the same thing. Because men do not love God. So there the Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross. So that's what I always thought is what men did to him, the terrible things that men did to him. But there on the cross, God made darkened the sun, Luke says. The whole sun was darkened. The whole land was darkened for 3 dark hours. And there on the cross, God punished the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who was perfect, harmless, holy, never had any sin. Here we are, sinful, enemies of God, hating God. And here's the Lord Jesus Christ, the one who God loves so much that he said at his baptism and at the Mount of Transfiguration, he said, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I'm well pleased. I'm well pleased in him. He is precious. He is my Son. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son." And here he is. And heaven was darkened. And here is Christ on the cross suffering. And God poured upon him all the wrath that we deserved because of our sin. We are sinful before God, and it deserves judgment. But Christ there, all the judgment that we deserved, came upon him. And there he was on the cross, and he cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me? It says in Psalm 22, from the words of my roaring. Why are you so far from me? Why have you forsaken me, God? Think about that tonight. Why was Christ forsaken? That's a question we want each of us to ask. I can say that with all assurance, he was forsaken for me. He was forsaken for me, that I might never be forsaken. He was punished there for me, that I might never be punished. This is the gospel. He was the substitute. Here am I, sinful. Here is Christ, holy. And he has taken all the punishment that my sin deserved. Think about that tonight, dear soul. The Lord Jesus Christ loves you. That's how much God loves you. We read in Romans 5, God demonstrated his love towards us, his tremendous love, that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. This is so precious tonight. This is amazing. I remember I was there on that washroom floor in a house on Lipton Street. I never forget the time, 14 years ago. And there I was, after a gospel meeting like this tonight, hearing, for God so loved the world, so loved. How amazing the love of God is tonight. So loved the world that he gave his very best from heaven. Wow, that's amazing. And that night I was troubled with my sin, and I needed to get right with God. And tonight, if you're a dear child, if you're adult, whatever age you may be, if you are feeling the weight of sin and you know you're not right with God, Jesus says to you, come. Come unto me. And there I was, and I came on the washroom floor. I fell on my face before God, and I cried out to him, saying, I am a sinner, O God. I'm going to hell. I deserve it. Please save me. And he did. And he did, and he changed my life. And dear soul tonight, please do that. Come to him. Even the Old Testament, Isaiah 55, even back then, God says, come, he who is thirsty, come to me. His invitation is come. He loves people. He's a God of relationship. He wants to have a relationship with you. He wants to know you in a very intimate way. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to really know us. It's very precious. And we also want to know him as Christians, that I may know him. Isn't that precious, dear child of God, that we may know him? Just like Paul, he apprehended Paul on the way of Damascus. And Paul says, I want to be apprehended of Christ. I want to apprehend him now. I want to know him. It is so precious. So tonight, if you are without Christ, Jesus says, come. Before that, he talks about these cities, Chorazin or Bethsaida, or all these cities that rejected him. But now it becomes down to a very personal level. And he says to them, come unto me all ye that labor, individually. All you that labor heavy laden. Tonight, are you tired? Are you laboring? Are you heavy laden under your sin? Are you heavy laden? Jesus is the only one who can deliver you. The living Lord Jesus Christ, at the right hand of God. He is the only one who can deliver you tonight. But we read further in in Revelations, there in Revelations 21, I believe, and it says, and they were cast out. All that were not found written in the Lamb's Book of Life were cast into a lake of fire. But this is really what the Word of God says. We're just being honest with you. This is what the Scripture says. That whoever was not found, whoever did not come to Christ, whoever did not receive the Lord Jesus Christ as their Savior, whoever said no to God continually as God called you, and you say, no, I don't want you, God. I don't want your way of salvation. I don't want your precious beloved Son. I don't want your only Son. I say no to him. If you keep doing that all your life, you know what's going to happen? There's going to be a judgment. It's called the Great White Throne Judgment. And there the books will be opened. And the Book of Life will be opened. And whichever name was not found in the Book of Life, which is all the ones who Christ saved, all the ones who received Jesus, all the ones who came when Jesus says, come unto me. Everybody who came to Christ is going to be in that book. And tonight, have you come to Christ? Have you come to him and accepted him? Because if you do not, and you die in your sins, saying no to God, you will be cast, it says, into the lake of fire. And there's also another time where where Jesus says, I'll just read it here for you. He says, in Matthew 7, verse 23, actually turn with me to Matthew 7, verse 23. I'll just read it here if you want to. Matthew 7, verse 23 or 21. Not everyone that says unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, all ye that work iniquity. So here we have Jesus saying, these people were saying, haven't we done all these things, works? Haven't we done, it says here, prophesied in thy name. In thy name have we cast out devils. In thy name done many wonderful works. So these people were workers. They were trying to earn their way to heaven by doing good things, doing things in Christ's name even. But Jesus says very clearly here, I never knew you, relationship. He says, this is eternal life, that you may know the one true God and Jesus Christ whom he has sent. You may know him. Jesus, in a very personal way, wants to know us. It's all about relationship. God is a God of relationship. And here, if you do not come to Christ and just stay in your works, living by the law, it says the Christ is the end of the law to them that believe. So the law, you cannot have Christ and the law. You have to say no to the filthy works. In Isaiah, it says, Isaiah 64, I believe, it says, all our righteousness are as filthy rags. So God will have none of man's righteousness. All he wants is his precious Son. And us in him, the truth of in Christ. So what God does is, when a person gets saved, we are in Christ. He places us in his Son. And when he looks at us, what he sees is Christ. So we are accepted before God in all the acceptability of his Son. All the perfection and the righteousness of his Son. That's how God sees us as Christians. So when God looks upon you and I as dear child of God, he sees us in all the acceptability of Christ, identified in him, full identification in Christ. That's how we are accepted before God. Because God, Jesus took all our place. He took all our punishment on the cross. And now we are in him, seated in the heavenly places in Christ. Such a beautiful truth, dear child of God. So this is what each of us, each person here can experience. Is salvation. And this is what my cry is. I was saved November 11, 2007. And I'm so thankful to know the Lord. And tonight, we just long for this tonight. He wants you to come. He says, come unto me. Believe. We think of John 3:16. That's the verse I got saved by. John 3:16. For God so loved you. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Jesus loves you. He really does. On the authority of the scriptures, we see that he loves you. He wants you. He wants you personally. He's a relational God. He's a very personal God. He loves relationship. And he just wants you to take away all your sins and make you right in his sight, justified, the Bible calls it, declared righteous in Christ. It's a beautiful truth. So tonight we just pray that each one of you, dear child or older person, wherever you may be before the Lord, you know, may the Lord save you if you're not saved. And dear Christian, may the Lord encourage you tonight that we are in Christ and we're accepted in him, completely accepted and loved. So just let's commit ourselves to the Lord now. Lord, we're so